Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation, and I'm proud to bring in Jamie Martin from Rockland Road. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. How's it going?
Well, we're doing real well. We're looking forward to seeing you Saturday night at the Brit Hobo Convention.
For Hobo Days.
Yes.
We can't wait. First time in Brit, Iowa for me, so I'm real excited.
I'm excited, actually.
First time for all of us at Hobo Days.
Ah, well, I was born and raised there, so there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a cool thing. I can't wait to walk around and get to experience it. You know, it seems like an awesome event. People come from all over to get to see.
That is very true. So, Jamie, I'm sure you're sick and tired of talking about this, but you have interesting lineage. Let's start there by how this whole thing started.
Yes, got a little musical heritage going on in our family. My dad is Dwayne Allen, and he's the lead singer of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he's been there since 1966. So, seriously all my life. I was born in 71, so he was there before I ever came about. So it's all we've ever known is tagging along and watching the Oak Ridge Boys do their thing. So it's been great turning grounds for us as a band, watching how they do things and learning a lot of valuable lessons from them, you know. So that's been really cool.
I mean, that's all you've known, and it must be, it's just, you know, those of us that didn't grow up that way, don't understand, but that's all you've known, so that's how you adapt, and that's how you live life.
Yes, sir. It is definitely one of those things that you don't take for granted, but sometimes you just kind of forget. I remember the days when they really were hot, you know, when Elvira was out, and they were not just country singers. I mean, it was like international, almost like a pop star for a dad. You know what I mean? They were on that kind of level, traveling all over the globe, and it was crazy. You know, we would go places, and people, you know, would stop us everywhere. Oh my gosh, are you one of the Oak Ridge Boys? You know, that kind of thing. So I can remember, I was little, I was eight, nine, ten. You know, when stuff like that was going on. I guess a little older than that, maybe 10 and 12 when they had Elvira and that kind of thing. But you know, it's just sort of been, he was always a very present dad. You know, I was a cheerleader. We always went to public school. He came to our games, you know, every week. I mean, you know, they were gone all the time on weekends, but in the first part of the week they were home. So he'd be right there sitting in the bleachers cheering our local high school basketball team on. And, you know, just very normal for us. I mean, some people's parents are in the banking business, some are in the plumbing business or catering, you know, and we did music for a living in our family, you know, so it was very normal for us. And I guess when we talk about it now and as an adult, I can look back and realize it wasn't quite that normal.
Talking with Jamie Martin from Rockland Road, performing Saturday at 7 p.m. Veterans Park, Brit Hobo Days, and you have a connection to the band Exile, too.
Yes, we do. That's my husband, Paul. He was the lead singer, lead guitarist for that group, for Exile, for many years. And that's when, you know, we started dating over 30 years ago, 31 years ago. That's what he was doing. And, you know, that was a big part of our lives then. And then from there, he's traveled and played with many artists, you know, Kathy Mattea, Steve Warner, Lori Morgan. But then he also was with Marty Stewart in his Fabulous Superlatives for about 6 years. And they did, maybe even more, gosh, maybe 7 years. They did six seasons of a television show, the Marty Stewart Show, that still airs today on RFD. So that's a neat part of our history as well, you know, and that's kind of where our kids got some a television start. Marty was a big cheerleader for them and would have us come and sing on the show, so you can go to YouTube and or even watch reruns, you know, and see them as little kids on that singing on that show. So
how about that?
Kind of neat.
So fast forward to Rockland Road, it's in the blood, both sides start having a family, and all of a sudden now they're involved, and it's got to be a blast for you guys to see your kids growing up like this.
Yeah, you know, it's the hardest work we've ever done. It doesn't seem like it would be, but it really is, because you're traveling. It's, you know, you're trying to put something together from scratch, and but our kids are just natural. They all, you know, play instruments and hear harmonies, and they've all been doing that since they were very little. We just always had instruments around the house. Paul plays about any instrument he picks up. So we've always had keyboards, guitars, drums, everything set up all over our house. And, you know, they've always been very fascinated and just obsessed with music like we were, all different kinds. And nothing's ever been off limits, you know, as far as what we listen to. So they've grown up with that very eclectic taste, musical taste, and anything from pop to, you know, rap to country to just, you know, traditional gospel or, you know, show tunes, Broadway. I mean, they have loved everything. They all did musical theater. And so it's just kind of something that's been part of our lives for a very long time. When they showed interest in and started being able to sing harmonies, it made it really fun because then we could start, hey, let's learn this song and sing this together, you know, just around the house. And it just started growing from there, you know, singing little places here and there. And here we are 12 years later traveling the country and playing music, you know, with them. So it's a joy and a blessing to keep our family together and have so much family time. But to be able to share music is greater than we could have ever imagined. So.
With Jamie Martin from Rockland Road performing Saturday in Britt at the National Hobo Convention, 7 o'clock, Veterans Park. How old are the kids now?
Well, the youngest is 15. That's Talent. And then the next one above her is Texas. And she's 16 and a half, getting ready to be 17 on Monday. And then that's our two girls. And our boys are Kel, and he is 21, and March, like the month, he's 24.
They've all got
all
unique names.
Different stuff and, you know, just all writing. And, I mean, it's been really fun to watch them grow and become a very integral part. You know, when one person cannot be there, we're all like, oh, okay, what do we do? If you're not going to be able to, we've got to rearrange everything whenever one person can't be there. You know, it's everybody's got to have an important role they play. So, really cool.
Jamie, about how many dates do you do per year?
You know, it's more in the... We work all year round. Some months are packed, and then other months are kind of light, just depending on the season, the time of year. Obviously, our busiest time would be the, you know, summer and fall with music fests and all the summer activities that go on, the, you know, state fairs and that kind of thing. But then we get to the winter, and we do a Christmas tour usually, and a lot of Christmas shows, play performing arts centers and more indoor things, you know, and then, of course, private events are just year-round, you know, anytime someone hires us for private shows. So, you know, just kind of gone nonstop. It's really just what we do, and sometimes we'll come upon a time where we've got two or three weeks off, and then it's like, oh, boy, now, you know, we have studios, two studios, and so they're constantly recording even when we're not traveling. So,
Jamie, when people come see the show Saturday night, what can they expect?
Well, they can expect to hear a very wide variety of music. We play to all ages, something for everyone. And so we have a lot of songs that are our own that we've written that, you know, would be original to them. We have some singles that have been out that they may have heard, you know, or downloaded already. A lot of people have seen our videos online, on our YouTube channel, on our socials, which, by the way, is at Rockland Road. If anybody wants to follow us, that's where you go, on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Facebook. But also, we try to really pick out and do a lot of cover songs that are ones that are unique. We make them our own, things you may not have heard for a while, but you're like, oh, man, I really love that song. And we try to hit all genres because we realize, at events like Hobo Days, you know, there's going to be grandparents bringing their great-grandchildren or their grandchildren or their grown kids. You know, there's all these different ages, and people listen to such a wide variety of music just like we do. So we do something from, you know, every genre we could imagine and try to keep it fun. And so I think it's just, you know, music is fun. It makes us smile, and we want people to leave with a smile on their face. So that's what they can expect to do.
Rockland Road, Brit Hobo Days, Saturday, 7 p.m., Veterans Park. Jamie, thank you for the chat. It was lovely talking to you, and looking forward to the show Saturday.
Yes, sir. Great to talk to you, Mark, and we hope to see everybody out there. It's going to be great. We're excited to get to Brit.
Jamie Martin from Rockland Road, our guest on KW Morning Conversation. For Jamie Martin, I'm Mark Scar.